obviously a back-to-back playoff first now. Has it sunk in, and what's that mean to you?
It's great, man. It's great for the city of Cincinnati and great for this organization. And, you know, it means a lot to us because I don't think it's been done since 1980 or something like that. So, But it's impressive, man. And but the thing about it, man, it's just the beginning. You know, we've been working for this. It's one of our goals. It's, to get to the playoffs, but now it's just the beginning. So we're gonna keep working hard and see and get a good run in here and try to go all the way to New Orleans, man. But it starts this week and up with Baltimore. We're gonna try to keep getting better and try to get to the playoffs on the rise.
I say, obviously, you guys know where you stand seating wise. Who you'll play though up in the air at that point when you get to the playoffs? They're all good teams. Does it even matter?
You know, I don't. It don't really matter to me who we play. You know, I just know whoever we play, we're going to prepare as hard as we've been preparing, and prepare even harder than we've been. You know, just we just got to keep doing what we've been doing, and that's working hard and trusting each other, and just executing the game plan. And if we can do that, we can be a hell of a team in the playoffs.
Is it a weird feeling just knowing you guys are in with one game to play instead of last year where you were scoreboard watching?
Yeah, man, it's a lot better than crossing your fingers and hoping teams lose or whatever, hope that team wins or whatnot. But like we said a couple games back, we control our own destiny, and we were able to go up to Pittsburgh yesterday and get the job done, and that's what it's all about.
So, Tom, you've been through this a couple times, you know, four times now. You've done it all kinds of ways, winning the division, getting rest, you know, where the last game doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And what's the best way to play it? Is it the best way to go all out, or
put
a rest, guys?
I think we're just gonna do whatever the coaches want us to do, you know. But as far as me, I like to, I just want to keep playing, you know, because you don't want to, I don't want to get up, not play, and get rusty or whatnot, you know. So I think we just should just keep playing, is what I think, you know, and go out there and keep getting better, man, because every game is a chance to get better. So especially against Baltimore, they're a hell of a team, and they're in the playoffs also. So this will be a good test for us to go out there and get the job done.
The chance might play. It might be like you play the Jets in 09.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy that time, you know. You know, we just got to keep grinding, man. Like we said, one brick at a time, one game at a time, and we'll be fine. But the difference between us and a couple and last year, I think in December, November last year, we were kind of balanced out a little, or you know. But this year, man, it seems like we started a little bit slower, but now we're starting to take off. And those are the teams that are dangerous, you know, kind of like Seattle, man. They've been doing their thing also and kind of sneaking up into the playoffs or whatnot. But that's just like us. We want to be one of those teams on the rise in the playoffs, a team that you don't want to play.
I say, speaking of that, this defense obviously is on the rise. I mean, it seems like you guys just continue to get better and better each and every week. What is it about this group, and where do you guys see yourself heading now?
You know, I think it was mid-season where we had to put our foot down and really just look at ourselves in the mirror, you know, and we had a streak there where we lost four in a row, and we kind of had to look in the mirror and tell ourselves, man, we got to get better, you know, and we did that, man. We took it personal and took the challenge, and now I think we're back in the top 10, you know. So, you know, it wasn't easy, but, you know, we worked our tails off, and we pushed each other and believed in each other, and we are where we are now, and, you know, the sky's the limit, and our goals are still ahead of us. We just got to keep fighting hard and keep working hard.